Good morning. We are continuing our study of the healing seminars, Kauai 1989 and Chicago 1990 by Herb Fitch. We're on tape number 4. Are you still a body prisoner? Now he's going to get into living not in a fleshly body, not in a body, a sense body, but in an immortal body. And do you think he's telling the truth? Do you think this is something you can do? He starts with, you may remember that before the crucifixion of Jesus, Pilate offered the angry multitude a choice. Among the prisoners was a murderer named Barabbas. According to tradition, Pilate could release one prisoner and only one. And so he cried out, which one should I release? Mankind was being told that every man has a choice between death and life. You can continue to live in a body that dies, or you can elect to live in a body that is eternal. Do you believe that? Are you doing it? Maybe some of you are already doing it. We have to learn to live in an immortal body, our immortal body, our invisible body, before we leave here. We've got to learn to do that, or we have to come back and try again. Spirit was talking to mankind. It was saying that all men live in the illusion of flesh, except this one whom the mocking crowd had clothed in purple. The color purple was the hand of Spirit identifying for us the eternal body of the one called Jesus the Christ. Today we are still prisoners in our physical sense of body. 2,000 years in human bodies. Now someone said to me, wait a minute, we've been prisoners of bodies for millions of years. Well, I think Herb meant 2,000 years since the revelation that Jesus the Christ walked in an immortal body. We saw it, we heard it, some people wrote it down, and yet here we are, 2,000 years after that, still stuck in a body of flesh. When the Holy Ghost breaks that illusion for you, well, there's a clue right there. The Holy Ghost breaks that illusion. The Holy Ghost breaks it. Holy Ghost, what is Holy Ghost? Do you know? Do you feel that in your meditations? Do you feel its movement? I don't know why, but I just feel like being serious about this today. We've got to do this. We can no longer sit around and read it and say, oh, isn't that nice? Someday. No, that day has to be today. We have to make a beginning. So when the Holy Ghost breaks that illusion for you, the illusion that you're living in a body of flesh, you will experience a strange and wondrous peace, the peace that passeth understanding. Ignorance, superstitions of your human mind manifesting as material laws, material concepts will be revealed as mirage. Human will, with its many detours, will dissolve, and God's will express as your living thought. All right, so now he gets serious. Your children, your friends will see the same body where they see you, but you will know that transformation has taken place. To you, good and evil will no longer clearly be defined. Think about that. Think about that sentence right there. So, you're having this experience, and someone drops you in the middle of a war zone, and you look, and you're unable to clearly define good and evil. You won't be able to do it, because you'll be looking into the invisible. And the invisible of the enemy is the exact same invisible of the friend or the ally. That's why Joel and Herb and others can say there's no such thing as physical health or physical sickness. Because once you are looking into the invisible, and I used to wonder about this, once you are looking in the invisible, you see spiritual health, which has nothing to do with a physical body. So, your new consciousness will not see good health or bad health. Yeah, there it is. Impressions will be different. Your goals, which once loomed so large and enticing, will seem to be less in the future, but more in the present, and already standard equipment for your being. That reminds me of the Ford truck commercial, where the future is standard equipment. And here he says, several years ago, you're already standard equipment for your being. You will feel a constant sense of rightness, of confidence, that something wonderful is living your life in higher dimensions. Something more wonderful than you would have even hoped for, but had never realized. You will discover that error, frustration, and doubt will have all vanished from your life. That's a list of promises. And they will all come true if you are living in this, well, if the Holy Ghost has broken that illusion for you. Out of the sense of physical form, you live under grace, moving in the rhythm of God, fulfilling the divine plan in you. Perhaps you have already discovered that as your healing consciousness is strengthened, and the release of healing power increases in you, that there is also a noticeable release from your own sense of physical body. This may shock you, but have you been trying as a healer to heal human bodies? That is a no-no. And for many wonderful reasons. Even God cannot heal a human body. That's kind of like the meditation, the wisdom that we had today. God is not in the human scene. If you really understood the significance of that statement, you could lay down your life and pick it up again at will. See, now he's talking about somebody standing in the invisible. That's the only way you can lay down your life and pick it up again at will, is if you're standing in the invisible. And in every healing meditation, you need to be standing in the invisible. The invisible what? Your invisible self. You see, he says, God never made a human body, and God is the only creator. Now, here, the spiritual healer must turn from the broad way that leads to destruction and follow the narrow path that leads to life, life eternal. This is the place where you leave the concept of mother, father, child. This is where you become absolute, and really, you have no choice. All right, so he's telling you in the nicest way possible that you have to stop seeing mother, father, child, grandchild. We talked about this last week or the week before. And really, he says, you have no choice. You must live in spiritual wholeness with spiritual integrity. You must know that the human body, which denies the allness of God and the Spirit of God as the only living substance in creation, that human body has no existence. Well, you say, what is this that I'm feeling right here? Isn't that a human body? Seems to have existence to me. Why, this is all baloney. And then you would have to agree that the wisdom of God is foolishness unto the reasoning mind. Yes, there's something here. That something is the same thing you see in the desert when you see water on the road up ahead. And if you've done any driving, you've seen it. There's no water there. Ah, but yes, there is something there. There is. What is it? It's a misperception, isn't it? Only the road and the dirt is there. Only the road and the sand. The mind in you, the sense mind, the mind made up of the senses, that which you can hear, see, taste, touch, and smell, that mind is seeing or misseeing the road in the sand and seeing water where there is none. It is seeing a mirage. And the substance is the sense picture. The senses are the substance. So you say, what is this here that I'm feeling? That same substance as the water on the road is the substance of a flesh, a body of flesh. You're looking at spirit. You're looking at the invisible God. And the senses are putting together a picture out of the same substance as that water on the road. The substance, the senses are making a picture of a human body. That's what you're feeling. Ah, yes, but step aside, step behind. Come on up over and look into the invisible. Then you see what God really did create. In the Bible, it's explained as a shining light, brighter than the sun. That's the body that God made. This one here is a very poor imitation. So, again, that human body has no existence. Again, Joel tells us, no illusion is ever externalized, and so the body looks like it's out here, but it's not. It's an image in thought or maybe several images in thought, all of them stemming from the same substance as that water on the road. And so the body is a mirage, the human body. And the best way to nail down your knowledge of the non-existence of human bodies is to begin with one essential truth. Please listen carefully and make this truth the nucleus of your healing consciousness. I have no physical body. My patient has no physical body. I have no physical body to heal. I cannot heal a physical body because God never made one. Now we're going to read this paragraph, and this paragraph is perhaps the treatment you have before the real treatment, which is the one that God gives. I am spirit. I am a spiritual healer. This patient has called me to heal his concept of a physical body. And if I try to do that, I will fail. My job is to take this patient out of his body prison, his body consciousness, out of his body dream, above his sense of physical body. And my treatment begins when I avoid the trap of believing in two bodies, his physical body and my physical body, and recognize there is one body present, only one. And that is the one infinite spiritual body of God. And that is the Christ body of my patient, and that is the Christ body of me. And that is the Christ body of mankind. This is a spiritual wholeness, and this prepares you to be a healer. Now I must raise my consciousness to contact God. Now I must recognize the spiritual truth of my body and my patient's body in order to release the flow of power into consciousness, to reveal a spiritual harmony that has never changed, the harmony that always is. There is no person to be healed, no body to be healed, no corporeality, no discord. Only the Spirit of God, the image and likeness of God, the temple of the living God. You must live above the belief in human substance, drawing eternal substance from Christ. Within, seeing perfection through the single eye of Christ consciousness. All right, so what does all this mean? All these many words. It means that in your meditation, in your first half of your meditation, which can be a treatment, you remind yourself that there's no physical body to heal. There's no person here. There's no condition here. What that picture is, in reality, is the same substance as the water on the road. It's a mirage. It's nothingness. It's absolute nothingness. It's not out here anywhere. It's in here, a false image of the invisible God. And so I don't have to work on that. I don't have to work that hard. I can come within. I can take a breath. I can rest in the Father, in the invisible presence of God. And I can ask, Father, reveal yourself, reveal what's really here. Behind these images, show me what you created. Let me feel that invisible self. And then I rest. Yes, and there it is, the invisible self. I feel it, even with these headphones on, I feel it on the left side of my head. Within and without and all around, it is invisible. It is the Holy Ghost. And resting there, resting here, it's the feeling of the Holy Ghost that breaks the illusion. Because when I feel it, I know that invisible God is present. And I'm able to drop the other without any effort at all to fix it or improve it. I just drop it. God is here. What else could I want? Sometimes I just take a breath and say, thank you, Father. Thank you. So, again, you must live above the belief in human substance, drawing eternal substance from Christ within. I must be awake and aware that I am not finite matter living in physical space. Above the mirage of form, above the sense consciousness which sees form through a glass darkly, above the limitations of human vision, we know the truth. God is always right here, and God is all that is here. And now I feel it on my leg. You must know the truth, the whole truth, to be free. And there is no truth about man. Yes, if you find yourself trying to know truth about a person or a body or a man or a woman or a child, you're out in left field. There is no truth about man. The only truth there is the truth about God. Please remember, no matter what claim is presented to you, it must be false. Every claim is false. Even the claim in good matter is false. Here's a 20-something-year-old gymnast doing backflips on a board and looks to be in perfect health. That is just as much a mirage as a person suffering from tumors all over their body. Every claim is false, even the good claim. And the false claim exists only because the patient has accepted a life and a body that is not the life and the body of God. This is the source of every infection, every discord, every appearance of a condition. But because God is all, who are these sick patients? Where are their assorted ailments? Ah, he says, you see the mirage? As the power of your consciousness of truth, now your consciousness of truth is that which you feel, F-E-E-L, feel. When you feel that presence or feel that invisible spiritual body, or feel the invisible God, then you have had a realization. It has become real to you. And that conscious awareness meets and defeats the lie. The peace that comes upon you begins your real treatment. Yes, so when you have felt that and you lean back, thank you, Father. That is when the treatment starts, the real treatment, because that invisible presence goes before you. That invisible presence fills your consciousness with itself, and anyone standing in your consciousness, like this one that has come to you for help, they also are affected by this presence. Now, I don't mean that that presence heals a human being. We're back to that. I don't mean that. I mean that that presence begins to appear where the patient seemed to be. Joel calls it more of reality appearing. So, as the power of your consciousness of truth meets and defeats the lie, the peace that comes upon you begins your real treatment. Up till now, you have been preparing the way. But now, God gives the real healing treatment. Remember that. There's two parts, and that second part is the important part. Because sometimes you can reach it with just a smile, but sometimes it takes an hour of study and settling down because you've been in the middle of a war somewhere. Could be the war at work of politics. Now, he says, God within gives the real healing treatment. There never was a patient. You were healing God unawares. You've come to that holy place within you where the divine self is realized. I and the Father are one. You see, it becomes a living realization, not just a thought. It's not a thought trying to drown out other thoughts of a physical patient. No, all that's on the mental level, and I'm tired of that, aren't you? So let's not go there. Let's live on the spiritual, in the spiritual dimension. Let's do our part of the work, which calms us down. God is the only presence here. I live and move and have my being in God. There's no person, no condition. That's the substance of the water on the road. That's misperception. Misseeing. And I'm not to do anything about it. I'm to rest here. Father, reveal thyself. Reveal the invisible God that's right here in the midst of me. That God I can rest in. I can relax in. That God is immortal. It's eternal. It's omnipresent. And my knowing that and resting in it, it begins to appear omnipresent. And this person that reached out from the other side of the world, that omnipresence starts showing itself there. Peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. My peace passeth all understanding. And I can tell you it's quite wonderful, because if you've ever been struggling with something and struggling and suddenly you feel that presence and a weight goes off your shoulders, And you don't know why, but you know you can relax now because the presence is upon you. Consciously. It was always upon you, but now it's upon you consciously. And you can rest. You can rest there. And this peace comes. It doesn't make any sense. You were just a second ago struggling with something, and now this peace. It's the peace that passes understanding. The glory of the Eternal Father will be made manifest in the life of your patient, and in all those who come to you as you are able to reach this pinnacle of realization. Everyone who comes to you is God invisible. Everyone who comes to you is the invisible self of you. So, you don't have a patient, do you? There's no human being there. There's no person there. There's no condition there. And when this one and that one come to you, it's the invisible God coming to you. It's the same invisible God that you feel in your meditation that's coming to you to be recognized, to be realized, to be acknowledged. I know thee who thou art. This is the invisible God. There's no person. There's no condition. That's the water on the road, a mirage. Now, God, reveal yourself, the invisible God, everywhere and every wind. We are so fortunate to have these principles of Joel, to have them in books where we can find them again and again, and to hear of them and to associate with students who are seeking only the truth of God. We are blessed. Yes, we are. Now, back to work. He says, you're living in a concept. Actually, it's several concepts. Concept is that I'm 5'8½", and I'm overweight, and I'm getting older, and I'm male, and I'm this and that and the other. Those are the concepts. You're living in a concept, and the truth will set you free. What's the truth? I'm not that concept. I don't care what the doc says. I don't care what my friends say. I am not that concept. I am that invisible. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Know the truth and you will be free. I am not in a physical body because God never made one. My body is not sitting in a chair. My body does not walk visibly in a room. My body is everywhere of substance that will never die. Dwell with this in your meditations. Bring it to your healing consciousness. Peace I give unto you, but not a peace that passes. A peace so deep that within you is a well of confidence, an inner knowing, an inner knowledge of reality, an inner eye, which reveals to you the eternal presence of the kingdom, which is your being. You are not separate from the kingdom. You do not walk in the kingdom. You are the kingdom. Rest in the kingdom of yourself, the kingdom of your soul, the kingdom of God. Rest in your Christ body. Remember, awareness trumps concept. Awareness trumps thought. we were told to take no thought. Well, how are we to live? We must have awareness. Awareness of the invisible realm. Awareness of the invisible self. Awareness of the invisible God. Awareness of the invisible Holy Spirit. Awareness of the invisible Christ. Now he goes into the meaning behind the color purple in the Bible. You can read that if you want to. Essentially, purple means the full measure of Christ's consciousness. And so when Lydia was the seller of purple, it means that she was giving out or radiating the Christ consciousness. The Word in Mary became flesh and dwelt among us. For every soul there must be a realization of spiritual identity, this invisible, which homogenizes the female soul and the male spirit, and births out this mystical marriage, out of this mystical marriage, the androgynous Christ, which is the individualization of God or self realized. From this immaculate self-conception, your God self, which you always have been, replaces the material time illusion, which is called mortal, and you are now revealed as the temple, the body of the living God. Wow, that's a mouthful, that's a mindful, that's a soulful, a spiritful. That's all of it right there in that paragraph. And that's an end to side one. I'm going to take a break for a minute. You can join me, perhaps have a little silence, and we'll begin now. Okay, the higher journey begins when we accept the one body of God as the only body in the universe, and that is where you are right this moment. And when we refuse to waver from that certainty, when we awaken, something wonderful happens. We are released from the body concept. Then he gives a poem, and it's pretty. You can read it if you want to. I'm not going to. On page 112 of The Art of Spiritual Healing, Joel says, "My body has neither qualities or quantities of good or evil. It has neither sickness nor health." Joel could make this statement because he was talking about the Christ body, which he realized was the only body that God had given him. Given him and you and everyone. On the next page he says, "Science have affirmed that atoms and microatoms are the substance of your form. Science is wrong." God is the substance of your form, and God is spirit. atoms are man's concept about spirit. You do not have a spiritual body and an atomic body. Your spiritual body is the body of God and will never die. So, the atom body, this one, this is an illusion. This is a series of concepts about spiritual body, that bright light, brighter than the sun, omnipresent and infinite, invisible, incorporeal to your five senses. But in meditation, you open another area of consciousness. You open a spiritual faculty called spiritual discernment. And with that faculty, you can discern your infinite, invisible, spiritual body. Now, the water on the road are concepts about the road and what's on it. Our physical body that we can see, hear, taste, touch, and smell with our five senses, these are the concepts about that invisible spiritual body. Living in an atomic sense of body, you must experience separation from God, which always results in a house divided between pain and pleasure, divided between good and evil, divided between good health and bad health, a sense of life and a sense of death. Mortality never experiences immortality. Mortality must appear to perish because the illusion of life cannot sustain itself. Now that's why the body grows old, deteriorates, and dies. The fleshly body, the sense body, the concept body. Because there's nothing to sustain it or maintain it. Except concepts. When you drive down the road and you come up to where the body of water was, what do you see as you pass it? You only see road and sand. There never was water there. There's nothing to sustain it as you get up close to it. There's nothing to sustain this sense of a flesh body, of a physical body. There's nothing to sustain it, so it winds down, entropy takes place, and it's gone. It dissolves back into the earth or whatever. There's nothing to sustain it. However, you yourself, once you learn to stand in the invisible self, the reality of you, you do not experience death. You have come into eternal life. You never are born and you never die again. Joel says, "My body is God's substance expressed as form, embodying all qualities and quantities which constitute God, the I Am, the soul. My body has neither youth nor old age." If you are entertaining thoughts about youth or old age, you are not living in your real body. God is not young or old, and the Spirit of God is the substance of your body. As your senses release their grip, as the mists of matter reveal their shallow layers of illusion, our confidence in the power of truth is renewed, and we are ready for new keys, new dimensions leading to the kingdom of reality. says Joel, in my body, my real and only body, is neither material darkness nor mental ignorance, for God is a light unto his holy temple, which my body is. With this calm assurance, you must answer every call for help. Your patient is always God, the invisible substance of every form. In time, the illusion of physical form does not fool you. Now, listen again, please, as Joel states the truth that you can depend on forever. God unfolds, discloses, reveals itself as body temple, the place of holiness and peace. God's grace maintains and sustains his body, which my body is. Did you hear that? Asked Herb. If you could realize that one truth and feel it so deeply that you trust it without question, you would experience a major step forward in consciousness. Nothing in this world would rustle or disturb you. You would know that God's body, the body of everyone in this universe, is indestructible and uninfluenced by the changing illusions in the sense world of man. To you, God will always be saying, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. All right, so I guess you see by now the transformation that must take place. You can no longer afford to say, well, yeah, those are nice books and I like listening to the talks, but I just can't seem to do it. That's no longer acceptable. We've had this group up and running for over 2 years now. And everybody has heard what must be done, the transformation that must take place. And so, yes, you have to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You have to have the concept, the conceptual mind, the sense mind, has to be renewed. It has to be set aside. And your soul consciousness, your soul faculty, your inner spiritual discernment must be picked up. And we must make a beginning. We can begin in our meditation. There's an opportunity with our world work to begin. To live in that invisible self. At least to feel it. So Herb says, as a group of Infinite Way students around the world, we are now meditating in our homes every Saturday at 6 p.m. California time. We'd love you to join us, and we think you'll understand as soon as you do. Now, I don't know how it was for you last night, because this is Sunday, and last night we had our half-an-hour meditation. But for me, it was quite wonderful. What made it wonderful is that presence that I'm feeling right now. Let us be still. A couple people wrote in and said, wow. I have to agree. Wow. Stop. Starting with this talk, our subject will be the body of the universe. The very last sentence in Chapter 9 of Joel's book, The Art of Spiritual Healing. That will be our subject, and I'm going to read it to you. You've just heard it. God's grace maintains and sustains his body, which my body is. And when you hear or read about a plane crash in Brazil, an earthquake in California, an epidemic in Guatemala, or a raging war in the Ukraine, meet that claim easily, confidently, with the simple knowledge that God's grace maintains and sustains his body, which my body is. You can meet every claim with this incredibly wonderful truth. The phrase we will use for our meditations is, God's grace maintains and sustains his body, which my body is. We are moving through the invisible now in consciousness, feeling the joy of our everywhereness of our eternal body. Dwell in this glorious truth. Let yourself be transported. Find your glorious kingdom of reality. And it really is quite wonderful. And when you feel it, train yourself that when you feel it, you immediately stop everything, including thinking, and rest in it. Which is what we did a little while ago when I said, I'm feeling it now, so let's be still. Train yourself to stop everything and rest in the conscious awareness, because your conscious awareness is that which dissolves the water on the road, dissolves the image of a water on the road. It can't dissolve the water on the road because there isn't any. And it dissolves the image of a human being because God never made one. There isn't any. So all of this so-called healing work is not taking place out there. It's taking place in here. And you're giving it the very best treatment you know, and all of a sudden the presence is upon you, and you stop. Thank you, Father. You see? It's so much easier than we thought. So much simpler. We're going to stay here in the purity of our soul, listening, waiting and listening for that voice which individualizes in each of us to guide us, to love us, to teach us, to open new doors, new highways, new realms, for this is the age of enlightenment. This is the age when men discover their souls, and with their souls discover their spirit, and with their souls unite with their spirit to birth the color purple, the Christ consciousness. There, he says, there will be four more healing tapes before the Chicago seminar, and each one will prepare us for new dimensions in healing. Joy to you for sharing today's message with us, and may your day reflect the glory that you are. Blessings. Now, this is not as difficult as it seems. I mean, it sounds very esoteric and very inner plane kind of stuff, but listen. With their souls, they unite with their spirit. Now, your soul is that receptive part of you in your meditation when you say, Speak, Father, thy servant heareth. and you are waiting upon the Lord. You're receptive, you're listening, you're still, you're open. Your spirit is that part of you which moves over the face of the deep of your consciousness. When you're sitting still and you're listening and you feel that inner movement, you have become aware of spirit. And your awareness of it is your consciousness of it, or your consciousness of Christ. The receptivity of you, the spirit of you, moves. You become aware of it. Oh, thank you, Father. That's your awareness. That is Christ consciousness, Christ awareness. You see, it's not so far-fetched now, is it? It's really rather close. We should all be able to do this. And if we're just starting out with the consciousness that I feel from the group each week, you will grow, you will be rocketed into a fourth dimension of existence. So, we see now, after the first four classes, that this is not about healing human beings. It's not about improving supply. It's not about improving health. It's not about improving companionship or employment. That may be why people are calling you, but that's not what you're here for. Now you know, as I know, we are here to recognize reality. We are here to be consciously aware of the movement of spirit. And so someone comes to you and you say to yourself, this is the invisible spirit reaching to me. It's the invisible God. Only it appears as a person with a problem. But God never made a person, therefore God never made a problem. So this that I'm looking at is water on the road. It's the same substance. I know it looks worse because your pocketbook says that you have zero money. But as against that, you have the Christ saying, all that the Father has is mine. So, you have to be able to look at that and say, that water on the road, that time when I was driving, or maybe that time when I was walking, and I saw that water on the sidewalk, but there was none there. That was a misperception. Now I'm looking at an empty pocketbook, but that too is a misperception. The substance is the same as that water. The substance is mirage. There's nothing to do about it other than to recognize it as mirage. And once we've recognized it as mirage, I can remind myself, oh yeah, this is mirage, and I don't have to work on it. There is no person. There is no condition. There's only a misperception. There's only a mirage. And what do you do about that water on the road? Absolutely nothing. Except to recognize that what it is and keep driving or keep walking, and when you get up to it, it's gone. So, you don't have to do anything about a person or their condition. Just recognize this is a mirage. And if you really see it as a mirage, you can drop it. You're released. Now you turn within for the real part of the treatment, and that's God's part. You may start with this is invisible spirit coming to me, but I'm not seeing it. I haven't seen it. So let me get quiet and turn within. Father, reveal yourself. Reveal the invisible life. Reveal the infinite presence. I am listening. I am watching. I am waiting. Let thy presence reveal itself. And I rest. And sometimes before I even finish the words, I can't finish them because that presence is there. I say, Father, reveal. Thank you. Because now I'm resting in that awareness. And that awareness is consciousness. And that which I am aware of is what appears. And so Christ appears. God appears. The invisible presence appears. And the work is done. Now, if it comes back to mind, or it's bothering you, or a person writes you another email and says, hey, buddy, it hasn't left yet, or something, then you know that you still have some lifting to do. You have to lift this image so that you can see behind it the invisible presence. So you sit down and meditate again. And we must do this. We must practice until we develop this ability to just close our eyes and immediately feel that wonderful peace that passes understanding, and recognize it as the invisible presence of God. Thank you for drawing this out. It's always you that draw it out of me, your consciousness. It's a wondrous thing. Thank you.